Our gospel reading today comes from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Let us listen to the word of God this morning. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You've already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So as we heard, Jesus says, I am the vine. So this got me thinking about wine. I heard some of you laugh about other options for grape juice. But I'm a bit puzzled these days, so I'm going to lay out the facts of why I'm puzzled. On one hand, beginning in 1968, for 20 years, the so-called baby boomer generation is responsible for doubling wine consumption. By 2005, for the first time, according to Gallup, wine popularity outpaced beer in the U.S. Not for long, of course. And then also by 2008, not only had U.S. wine consumption tripled, but also took first place in overall wine consumption, drinking 1/8 of the world's production here in the U.S. So we either have a lot of problems with that, but overall, there's a lot of wine lovers in the U.S. Now, on the other hand, Jesus' first miracle of all of them in the book of John is turning water into wine. And in today's verse, Jesus is talking about how he's the vine and we are the branches. For all the wine lovers out there, today's scripture reading is now your second favorite verse. Of course, only after Jesus' first miracle in John. So the main reason I'm puzzled is this. If wine consumption has gone up so much in the U.S., then why has church attendance gone down? Where are all your wine-drinking friends this morning? Now, in all seriousness, I want us to look at this scripture reading, what it means, why it matters. I am the vine and you are the branches. It provides a blueprint or a mantra for how we should live our life. So let's figure out what Jesus is saying with this metaphor. And to make it less figurative, just like the kids, I brought something here to help us understand it better. A nice bottle of Dark Horse, compliments of Larry Bork. So if he wants to share it today, you might become his friend. In full disclosure, I'm going here since Jesus uses it in our scripture reading. And I don't mean to make light when it comes to alcohol abuse. For some of us, that has affected us or our family. Since I didn't know much about growing grapevines, I decided to ask Steve Holt, since he has grapevines at his home, more about it. And he gave me the dummies version. The stem that comes out of the ground, that's the main vine, Jonathan. Then, across all the plants, run two wires. One's at hip height, and the other's at shoulder height. And each year, as it comes winter, you prune the branches from the main vine. If you don't, if it's left alone, it will start growing into a tangled mess, which eventually it will produce little or no fruit. In fact, it's the branches that get pruned. Out of that new growth, it produces the fruit. Steve told me that in his first year of grape growing, he produced 3 pounds of grapes from 6 plants. And so the next time he visited a vineyard, he asked how many pounds of grapes he's supposed to get off of a plant. How many pounds do they get off of their plants? And they told him, per plant, 26 pounds of grapes. And they do this cycle of pruning and weeding and doing all these fertilizing, just like any good farmer or grower would do every year. It takes an entire year's work to yield that many grapes. It's a powerful metaphor for not only our faith in God, because it takes a lot of work, like we talked to the children about. Jesus Christ tells us to abide in him because he's the true vine. And yet at times, we don't like to be pruned. Probably because the truth of the matter is, pruning sometimes hurts. Maybe sometimes it's boring too. But vine growing requires a long scope. It takes this entire year cycle, and we live in this fast-paced world that tells us that we don't have time to wait. Similarly, we tend to push away from community since we highly prize independence. People disappoint us. It's messy, and so we tend to seek our needs first. And even when we see something wrong, sometimes it's easier to look the other way. It takes a lot of guts to speak up, to change the way things are done. Now, probably the hardest part of vine growing or of faith growing is that we're pretty darn stubborn. Not just sometimes, but a lot of the time. We know what's good for us, and we know what's not. We know we're not supposed to eat that much chocolate, right? Or drink that much wine, or compare ourselves to others, or put someone down, or even put ourselves down. We beat ourselves up all the time. We do all these things again and again and again, even though we know what's right. And I think that's because we're stubborn. Now, Jesus knows his audience and includes the vine as his final I am statement. And he says in all these I am sayings, essentially what's happening is he's talking about relationships. In this one, God's the vine grower, Jesus is the vine, and all of his disciples are the branches. When he says this, he knows what's about to happen, that he'll no longer be physically present with his disciples. So he's giving his followers strength for the day following his death. One scholar shares this. Drastic pruning is needed each season so the plant can develop to its fullest. The vine grower has tough work to do. The Greek word kathairo is translated as prune and cleanse. Kathairo, it's the same root word as the one used in the foot washing scene. Cleansing, making pure, free from blemishes or shame, kathairo. Jesus' words have already done the kathairo, the cleansing and the pruning. And the community's challenge is to stay connected to the vine. As long as the branches remain connected to the vine, they live and produce full leaves and abundant fruit. Being fruitful is about our faithful living, being communal, compassionate, focused on justice. Someone the other day made me think a lot when they said this. They love the mess of the church. Now, my first inclination, my first thought was, why would anyone love the mess? It surprised me, but if you start thinking about it, that's what community often is. When you get all of us together, it's messy. It's far from perfect. We are unruly at times. Our branches grow this way and that. We know we don't do the right things. We know because we have to ask for forgiveness again and again every week. We come here to confess our sins. We know because we come to this table again and again. Every month we eat this bread of life and drink the cup of salvation to get nourishment in our faith. We are a mess. And the miracle is that God loves our mess. God loves this mess so much that he bears the scars from the pruning and cleansing that we need. In the power of the resurrection, God provides us everything we need to succeed, to bear fruit. All we have to do is trust in this final I am message. I am the vine. You are the branches. We must abide in him so that we can bear much fruit. There's redemption in the mess. Not because of anything we do, but because the vine grower and the true vine know exactly what we need. And the more we abide in Jesus, the more fruit we will bear. The more fruit, the more we live into community and compassion and justice and forgiveness. As a community, we must be willing to let God prune and cleanse us so that new branches may grow, so that new fruit can grow, so that it grows from 3 pounds to 26 pounds. God desires us to follow him. God desires us to love and serve one another, to go out into the world and make disciples. As we live into this, it means we have to do the hard work all year long. We need to ask God, the vine grower, what we need. The more as a church we ask what we need, I imagine the more we'll hear to go out of these walls, to go out into the community, to change the world. Doing that hard work so that others may enjoy the fruit of God's labor. Now, last week, we did just that. And I don't think it was by accident at all. It took a lot of planning and preparation to make it possible. It took relationships and trying something different to make it work. It took a lot of first-timers to try it. It was last Saturday. There were 44 hands packing rice for hungry children. These children who don't get food from their government, who get locked off from getting that food, and people have to hide it and send it to them so that these children can eat. And then we had 11 people at Kemmerer Village replacing a roof that badly need fixed. We wouldn't have been able to double our food pack event or to pay for the roof without the funds everyone gives to the church. So we all really participated in it. Someone said we had more people involved in hands-on missions in one day for a very long time in our life of a church. Someone else told me it didn't feel like work. There was perfect weather, there was laughter, love, joy. I could do that again. we must be open to pruning. Because it's with the new branches, the new growth, that produces the fruit. And if we don't have new growth, we don't have grapes. And if you don't have grapes, then you don't have grape juice. There's this whole cycle. There's a time for planting and weeding and pruning. And praise be to God that God works with us, mess and all. And that this mess somehow can produce any kind of fruit, kingdom fruit. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to be part of the vine, to abide in Jesus Christ, to be open to new and exciting things, to be part of this community so that we can push and get out into this world and share God's wonder and joy. It allows us to do the work so we can bear more fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.